Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to the beginning of the trend. That is courtesy of CWGBO on the Discord.
Quigibo.
Yeah.
That's kind of like Quigibo.
CWG voiceover. Yeah. Anyways, I'm Jack. Mm-hmm. That's Miles. Yep. And here are some things that are trending on this Monday afternoon. Cookies and cream is trending. Somebody posted a picture of 9 flavors and said, what's the goat ice cream? And the popular choice appears to be cookies and cream, or cookies and cream. The cookies, big cookies and cream, got in Twitter's pocket because that is what is like the number 2 trending thing on Twitter as of like 20 minutes ago. Your options, sir. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. Have you heard of those 3?
No, but I'm open to them.
Mint chocolate chip, cookie dough, cookies and cream, butter pecan, rocky road, and pralines and cream.
Okay. Yeah, I really like cookies and cream.
Yeah, man.
But I like them all. That's the thing. I love like a good butter pecan or pralines and cream.
That's probably my pick. A good butter pecan or a good pralines and cream. I love those two. That's probably pralines and cream is probably mine, because I need more shit in it than just one ingredient.
The cookies. Oh, so you like a sloppo, like just kitchen sink type of ice cream in general?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Just throw it all in there. Although not a Rocky Road fan, because for some reason that just like peanuts and marshmallows are not a combo that works for me.
It's so weird. I can actually trace why I got into cookies and cream. And again, somebody said I was like the Forrest Gump of the 90s. but I'm gonna add to that lore. So my grandparents used to be extras on a lot of shows in the 90s, and they were on Family Matters a lot when they retired, because they didn't like, my grandfather had this barbecue restaurant. He wasn't really doing anything. So my uncle got them into being background actors. And they were on Family Matters and became really good friends with Jaleel White, who played Urkel.
and they would kick it a lot. And I, so there were times Jahlil would be at my grandparents' house. And when I went, they were like, he's like, oh, you know, like they, he had cookies and cream ice cream there that he brought to like hang out. And I had never had cookies and cream ice cream at that time. And he's like, this is the best ice cream. It's my favorite ice cream. And I remember being like, it is my favorite ice cream as well. Thank you. I
did
like
that. Did he share it? Or was he like,
yeah, man,
it's my favorite. So you can't have any.
hey, no fucking way. Kid, what the fuck you think? Don't get it fucked up. This is not for you. I remember going to school the next day. I'm like, yeah, cookies and cream is actually like the best ice cream. Like nobody knows
finding
that.
Finding a way to like.
Yeah, exactly. Like I am now.
Shoehorn it in.
But I'm trying to figure out if I really like it because of this memory of Jahlil White, or if I, because like you said, I'm looking at these other things. Like I love a good mint chocolate chip too.
Mm-hmm. Those are kind of the ones, and cookie dough is fun too.
I have less stronger feeling like when I look at that whole screen, mint chocolate chip, butter pecan, and pralines and cream really stick out to me too. Mm-hmm.
So people called you the Forrest Gump of the '90s before they knew.
No, some listener said that like on Discord or on Twitter.
I know,
or some
shit. I saw it too. Oh, and, but they called you that before they knew you hung out with Urkel just casually.
I think probably because who knows? I mean the shit that you know from rubbing pop star feet to that's it actually. No, I went to school with the Olsen twins. I don't know. You grew up in L.A. You're just around a bunch of weird shit all the time.
And you rubbed Urkel's feet and the Olsen twins' feet, right?
Yeah, yeah. All everybody. If you're on ABC, I was there with the podiatry.
Starting to get a clearer picture of how you became. So I will say, cookies and cream anecdote. We had my 4-year-old turned 4 this weekend. We had a little like small, you know, COVID responsible. 4 of his friends came over. Party.
Damn, 4 for 4 party. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And 4 on the 4. The cake fell through last minute. Like there's this person who we had a cake ordered and then the person flaked, basically.
But like
and
fell through your table or something.
Yeah,
what?
Just fell through. Did not
turned out it was molten metal.
Fell through my hands, is the way. But anyways, we last minute were like, all right, what does everybody like? Called up Baskin and Robbins, got that cookies and cream birthday cake, and it was by far the most a cake that we've had at our kid's birthday party has ever gotten eaten. Like people were just like, yes, please.
Isn't that wild though too?
And when me as well.
I'm always impressed when I go to a function that has a cake and then it's like the hit of the party. Cause a lot of times people, they come lacking with sheet cakes from like the, you know, Ralph's or Kroger or whatever. And like, I get it. I get the sentiment, but that's not a cake people are going to eat. And then all you have to do is just give the people what they want. And it's like, man, the best thing about that party, they had a fucking cookies and cream cake.
Mm.
Mm.
We was superhero themed. I wore my Batman costume that I wear for trick or treating with a fanny pack and white sneakers. So it was like normcore dad Batman. Yeah. But you know, that was what I needed to do for utility. But we also rented 2 superheroes, like people dressed as superheroes who also do like bad magic tricks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America killed it, was like running around, running the show, giving the kids activities, and Spider-Man, which 3 of the 4 kids were dressed as Spider-Man anyways.
Holy
like
shit.
Everybody, Spider-Man is a hit.
Yeah,
among these kids, I don't know if you've heard of him, Spider-Man.
No, I'm not, but I'm
the future.
I'm open to it.
This dude, I don't know. Like my first guess was like, I think he might be hungover.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I showed you a picture from that I won't.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a human look more dejected, and I don't mean this flippantly. I've been brutalizing my eyeballs with like all kinds of media this weekend, and somehow that was one of the saddest things I'd seen.
Yeah, it's truly he looks just utterly defeated.
With there was one of the beneath.
Yeah, there was one kid who in the picture looks like he's consoling him, but was actually just looking him directly in his eyes and telling him he knew he wasn't the real Spider-Man the whole time. So that could have, like, it might just be that his spirit was broken.
Right. He's like, I am the real Spider-Man. He's like, what's that?
What's that?
No,
I don't think I heard you.
I just saw the new Spider-Man and he didn't pull up in a Scion XB. So
he was also wearing like a watch over his Spidey suit with like a leather wrist. Like
what?
So like the commitment, you know, that's, I don't know.
Okay. First of all, I've seen all kinds of superheroes at birthdays. I remember back in the 80s, we would always get weird, janky versions of Adam West Batman. And I remember one dude who was so skinny. I was like, this is not bad. Like, this is fucking me up, dude. This guy is so thin. And I'm not trying to shame him, but I'm like, he didn't look, all the kids were taken out of it. We were like five. But to have a wristwatch on, that shows you're fucking looking at the clock. You're not even being like, hey, to one of the parents, be like, hey, when it's 15 minutes out, do you mind just kind of signaling to me so I know? Right. That guy had...
Yeah, it was pretty wild. But, you know, I fully get that is a hard gig. Especially if, you know, having lived through some medically debilitating hangovers in my life, you know, can't hate him. It was just a funny dynamic. Captain America doing the most. Spider-Man
doing the least.
The absolute very least. Huddled. The word huddled is trending.
Mm-hmm.
ABC in a headline described Putin as huddling with advisors. But then the accompanying picture is like the scene in the original Batman? Tim Burton Batman.
Yeah,
with Vicky. Where like he and Vicky Vale are at the opposite ends of like a long fancy table shouting to each other. Exaggerated than that.
Yeah, it is comic. I'm glad we both had the same geriatric millennial visual response. I'm like, that's not intimacy at all. That's someone who is shook. Because he's like, he's been, hasn't he been like terribly afraid of contracting COVID?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Right. Okay. So,
and that's true about Xi too. I think there's something about these authoritarian leaders that they are very germphobic. I remember like Mussolini had like something where he would only consume white stuff. Like he would only consume like milk, basically. He had a real weird dietary thing, I think. So,
I mean, he is so far away. You really, I'm not joking. You would have to be like, yeah, so what we need to do is, that's the energy of that photo.
Yeah. FIFA, what are we looking at? What's happening?
Yeah, FIFA back at it again, doing too little, too late. You know, just coming off of a World Cup in which they openly embraced Russia as a home hosting country. They have now decided that they will ban Russia and its teams basically from World Cup qualifying. And they just, you know, will not be able to therefore qualify for the World Cup just as like they're going into the like last rounds of qualification before we have another absurd World Cup, not in the summer like it's always been, but in the at the end of the year because it's in Qatar, right. Which is almost like, okay, so what's the reasoning behind, okay, you're curious about like their aggressive posture and how they treat people, but Qatar, we're not looking at how the stadium, okay, don't worry about that then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the footballing world. And the other big thing, too, is like Gazprom, which is like the natural gas company from Russia. They have a huge, like they're one of the biggest advertisers for the Champions League. And a lot of people are like, oh, I wonder if they'll, while all this talk, they'll be able to also say, we no longer need your like $50 million a year worth of advertising. And apparently they said, no, we don't need it. So,
okay.
We'll see. I mean, it's so weird. Like all these sanctions and stuff. You see all these stuff like from people like not serving vodka. You're like, what the? Like, there's so many weird wannabe or I don't know what the intentions are where like they're just punishing the wrong people. Like when they've talked about like revoking like student visas just because you're Russian, like that does what exactly? The people, it's the ruling class that you have a problem with, not just the normal people, the everyday, you know, worker.
Yeah, punish the working class people.
Well, because, you look at the rush on the banks now, like with the ruble falling, these people, like, it's not the people who are absolutely, like, going to experience a fall. It's not going to be like the oligarchs. So it's going to be very, I don't know.
Right.
We'll see how that all contributes. And I understand that. You know, the hope is that it puts pressure internally on Putin, but
Is Russia typically good at, like, do they make any noise in World Cups?
They got, I think, maybe to, like, the latter stages last time. You know, because there's always the, like, home nation, like, edge that you get when you're hosting, the host nation edge. But I think, like, a couple, they were, like, there's always allegations of them doping. So, right. Yeah. And, like, when you do, you're like, dude, this guy is so old and he ran how many kilometers in the game? You're like, right. That's... Okay, you're saying he's not doping the... Okay, whatever.
That's just what people want to say. That's what they want you to believe because they hate Russia because they are superior, according to Putin. Oof. Yeah, but what better way to protest an authoritarian regime than to bully some students around?
Yeah.
And yeah, well done. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. And the word clever is trending. Was the number 2 trending thing on Google Trends this morning. Because there's a PC Mag article that say they have a clever trick for cutting down on social media time. And the answer is just to delete the app.
Fuck you.
Use it only on a browser, which is something that I actually will try.
We've had a few guests say that, how they said, if I'm going to use Twitter, it's not going to be on my phone. I'm going to make the conscious decision to navigate to the website to do it.
Yeah.
Which I think can help.
Yeah. And yeah, just at least you have to do some navigation or whatever.
I just like, who wrote that article? Someone's like fucking like, you know, silent generation grandparent who's like, right. The clever thing you do is you chop it off.
Well, I was like trying to figure it out. I was like, wait, what is happening here? And maybe it's like a Google Chrome like placement. Maybe like they want people to rely more on browsers because they can then like collect even more information about us. I think they're verging on the point of they could actually just recreate us in a lab at this point. Google has so much information about us, but yeah, that was my only, or it's just a fuck up and they somehow people got excited about that article.
I wonder if like maybe it's got a lot of pickup because people are like, this isn't clever.
Oh yeah.
You people know, and like that's why they're like, they're just getting roasted. We're like, really?
Yeah.
This clever trick will keep everyone safe from car accidents. Never get in a car. I did see
that doctors are furious about this trick that they just revealed. Doctors are furious about this trick that actually helps you save time on Twitter for some reason. Mm-hmm. Doctors are furious with this woman.
Because doctors, they're like, hey, you know what I always recommend? More Twitter.
That is funny though, that like the fact that that is a headline, that doctors are mad that this woman like figured out something that's good for her health, is such a great insight into like how people think of doctors in America, that like can't trust them, they're just trying to fuck you with these dang vaccines. Sixers are trending.
Good for you. While the Lakers get fucking booed in the fucking crypto.com arena.
Yeah. I saw some of my Laker fan friends not happy, not feeling good about where the season is.
I think I want to talk about the Sixers because that's a good thing and I'm happy for you. Once I saw it not being the thing it was within the first couple of games, I was like, no, this is what happens every time. Just brace yourself for a terrible crash. And that's been fun. Been watching a lot of other teams, which is kind of the nice thing about the NBA. It's not just your home team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I love watching the Grizzlies. That's the most I've enjoyed watching a team that I have no rooting interest for in a long time. But so the Sixers debuted with James Harden in the lineup on Friday.
Yeah.
And they looked good. They played Minnesota and New York. Minnesota's pretty good this year. New York is pretty bad. They just look like they're better at closing. They've always like had a problem at the end of games because it's harder to, like when you don't have a ball handler who's your primary like shot creator, it's harder to like get what you want and it's easier to shut people down towards the end of games. But less so with James Harden. And I love James Harden and he's my favorite.
I mean, 16 and 10 was 29, 10 rebounds, 16 assists, and just feeding Joel.
Feeding him.
That's what he was. I mean, really. That's what it felt like. I'll put on this Sixers uniform and start diamond. Feeding you. Because he had 37 points. Also, shout out Joel Embiid, legendary Arsenal fan. So shout out to you. But man, Daryl Morey, fuck.
Is looking smart. It's two games in. We'll see.
Yeah. But I just like I like what you're doing over there.
One thing you can prepare to listen to a lot of is complaints because they are, I think, 1 and 2 or both in the top three of fouls drawn in a game, which is a skill. And it's like how to get the highest percentage shots in basketball, which is a free throw. So they're both really good at that. Their games are now like 6 hours long because Embiid set his like career record for number of fouls drawn. So
a lot of free throws too.
Well, yeah. So that's what extends the game. A lot of free throws, a lot of trips to the line, which is also good for Embiid because he is 7'2" and, you know, an enormous man who needs rest. So that's very helpful. And then the Batman reviews are starting to come in, seem pretty positive. This is a movie I'm rooting for because...
Pretty positive. Someone said, I saw multiple people like, it's the best, like this, that hasn't been this good since like Dark Knight.
Damn. I mean, if you like Dark Knight, I guess. No, yeah. It's always tough. I always try and like look at Metacritic to get a sampling, and Metacritic is like 73. But yeah, the people who like it seem to really like it, and there aren't that many people who are like, this sucks.
Right.
Mick LaSalle from the San Francisco Chronicle seems to be the only person who gave it a negative review out of
what were their words? 40 about something.
Pretty bland from start to finish. The Batman is mostly just a collection of bad ideas.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. Give it a solid B though.
Oh. Yeah. But so much of like my opinion on movies is like, actually I do like that movie. I just like was tired that day or something like that. So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I just like, weren't you the one saying how they told him to not do like scratchy voice?
Oh, did they? I don't know.
Or no, maybe I was talking about somebody else. Apparently he was like multiple times. They're like, nah, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that.
No, you're good. We sampled your scratchy voice. Nah.
We're good, man. We're good, man. Just
the last two actors to do it, I feel like it's distracting.
They have permanent vocal cord damage from playing Batman.
And it got like more and more over the top. A weird thing with that this made me think of in terms of British actors vocalizing. Last week, watched Clifford the Big Red Dog, the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Whitehall, is that his name? The
Comedian?
Comedian. There's
like that show with his dad on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he is the main fun uncle to Emily Elizabeth. So Emily Elizabeth's mom is British. Then he enters later and you're like, oh, so he's going to be British because he's British, and right. He's not British.
Oh,
and he can't pull off an American accent. Really?
Oh, don't.
And it's really weird. I think they might've like just tested it. And everyone was like, kids were like, that guy scares me with his British accent. And they had to like go back and change it or something because it's the weirdest choice. And it like, they have to explain it. Where he's like, fortunately, I moved here when I was 2 and therefore have an American accent, but I can still talk like you bloody Brits, and like does a fake British. It's so strange. I want to know the story behind like how they came to the decision to have him do an accent he was not prepared to do.
Yeah, I just love a wonky, ham-fisted, like, okay, we're going to build in the excuse for this poor performance into the script.
Yeah.
Like that'd be like in that one Superman movie when Henry Cavill still had his mustache that they did CGI it out. And his character's like, the thing is, on Krypton, there's this new trend where you try and grow your skin out to look like a mustache, but instead of hair, your exactly. Upper lip just gets all bumpy. Anyway, yeah. What? Uh-oh, somebody's robbing a bank. Gotta go.
Yeah. The fact that they address it, although they kind of had to because the mom was British, so it was very, very confusing.
I guess it is a kid's film, too. I'm like, this is not cinema.
Yeah. It's just very clunky, but a great film.
Right.
You know, 10 out of 10. All right. Well, those are things that are trending on this Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine. Yeah. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.